Sit back, relax, and just close your eyes. In a very few moments, you're going to be more relaxed than you've ever known yourself to be. I'm going to mention certain parts of your body, and as I do, I want you to just feel that part begin to relax. Just feel that part just begin to relax. In order to help you relax, I want you to imagine yourself in a wonderfully magical forest. It's almost nighttime, and the sky is a beautiful indigo blue. The stars are coming out, and the moon is lighting up the rich forest trees. Off in the distance, you hear the hypnotic sounds of a bubbling brook, and the crickets seem to be lulling you to sleep. And as you lie motionless, you begin noticing a wonderfully white light just above your head. This white light is the most relaxing light you could imagine, and as it begins to lower around the crown of your head, you seem to be touched with a desire and willingness to relax deeper and deeper with every breath you take. Continuing to lower now, it begins to touch the forehead, and as it does, I want you to feel all the little frown lines, all the little worry lines in the forehead just seem to disappear. The forehead smooths out, feels so relaxed, and you feel this relaxing light coming around the eyes. Now the eyelids seem to become very, very heavy. So heavy, they don't even want to seem to open. They may flutter a little bit, but that's okay. Just feel how heavy they are. And as the relaxation comes down around the facial muscles now, all the little muscles in the facial area just begin to relax. Relaxation comes further down around the mouth now, and all the hundreds of little muscles around the mouth just start to relax. So much so that the lower jawbone becomes heavy, and the teeth part. Mouth may even open up a little bit with relaxation as you continue deeper and deeper relaxed. Feel this relaxation now around the lower jawbone and behind the ears so that all the little nerve endings behind the ears just seem to relax as you continue deeper and deeper and even deeper. The relaxation goes to the back of the neck now, down around the shoulders. So much tension seems to go to our shoulders, but now you feel the shoulders just begin to relax. You can even feel them drop a little. The relaxation seems to go to the backbone now, and as it goes down the spinal column, it seems to go out to the sides so that every muscle, every nerve, and every fiber in the back just seems to relax. The relaxation seems to come to the small of the back and around the bottom. This warm sense of relaxation comes to the back of the thigh now and into the hollow of the knee, around the calf of the leg, around the heel, to the bottom of the foot, and each and every toe just relaxes even more and more as you go deeper, deeper, and even deeper. Calm, very peaceful, very relaxed. And now, if necessary, allow yourself to shift your body however you need to in order to become more comfortable and become even more and more relaxed. We are going to proceed to relax the rest of you now. Starting with the throat muscles, feel the throat muscles just start to relax. Relaxation comes down the fronts of the shoulders, down the upper arm, over the elbow, down the forearm, to the hand, and each and every finger just relaxes more and more and more as you go deeper, deeper, and deeper relaxed. Just relaxing. Doing so very, very well now as you continue to relax. Feel the relaxation now coming to the throat muscles, down into the chest, and all the muscles and organs within the chest now just begin to relax. This relaxation continues down to the stomach area, and all the muscles and organs within the stomach just seem to relax. This warm sensation of relaxation goes down into the thighs, over the knees, down the shin bone, across the instep of the foot, and into the foot itself. And each and every toe just relaxes more and more as you go deeper and deeper. Relax deeper, and as you continue deeper, an even deeper calm. Very, very relaxed. Now I want you to imagine yourself standing in this forest, and at the base of the feet is a beautiful stone stairway that leads downward into a very safe valley of relaxation. This staircase will lead you into a profound state of deep, deep hypnosis. We're going to go down these stairs now, and as I count backwards from 10 to 0, each number will take you even deeper and deeper and even deeper. Ready to proceed? 10. Take that first step down. 9. Deeper, deeper. 8. Way down now. 7. Deeper, deeper. 6. Deeper, feeling very relaxed. 5. Deeper, deeper. 4. You are going into a deep state of hypnosis now. 3. Going deeper. 2. Relax to even move, feeling very calm. 1. At the next number, you will enter this beautiful place, peace and tranquility, called deep, deep hypnosis. More relaxed and peaceful than you've ever known yourself to be. 0.
There is a famous story about a pair of monks that I want to retell to you now. A senior monk and a junior monk were traveling together. At one point, they came to a river with a strong current. As the monks were preparing to cross the river, they saw a very young and beautiful woman also attempting to cross. The young woman asked if they could help her cross to the other side. The two monks glanced at one another because they had taken vows not to touch a woman. Then, without a word, the older monk picked up the woman, carried her across the river, placed her gently on the other side, and carried on with his journey. The younger monk couldn't believe what had just happened. After rejoining his companion, he was speechless. And an hour passed without a word between them. 2 more hours passed, then 3, and finally the younger monk couldn't contain himself any longer, and he blurted out, "As monks, we are not permitted to touch a woman. How could you then carry that woman on your shoulders?" The older monk looked at him and replied, "Brother, I put her down on the other side of the river a long time ago. Why are you still carrying her?" In this story, the younger monk could not let go of the past and kept reliving it for hours. However, the elder monk did something that could be considered regrettable or painful in breaking his vows, but he just did it and let it go. How do you feel about the way your disease has affected you in the past? Are you continuing to hold on to it like the junior monk? Reliving it? The fear, the uncertainty, the pain, every day? Or have you let it go and moved on with life, deciding that each day will be a new chance to live life to its fullest, no matter how you have felt in the past? You know the right answer. You simply just need to make the decision to do it. Good. From now on, you'll make the choice to let go, to seize the opportunity to live life each day with a renewed sense of wonder, hope, and vitality. You know your disease, your symptoms, are just one small part of you. You are so much more than them, and you choose to let them go now, to view them as mere background noise. You feel an energizing rush of freedom sweep through you now. I want you to take that feeling and double it. Now double it again. And then hear the click that a lock makes as you double it one more time. Letting go of the past, the things you've done, the way you felt, the negative things that have happened to you is so easy now. You are free. Each day is a new opportunity that you've been given, so use it wisely. And now, as I count up from 1 to 5, you'll lock in a new sense of freedom and wonder and easily let go of the past. 1, the past is just that. It's in the past. You are so excited for what the future holds for you. 2, you smile, feeling that lighter than air feeling of freedom from how your disease has been holding you down. 3, moving your fingers and toes now, starting to come back to the room. 4, taking a deep breath. And 5, eyes wide open, enjoying this amazing feeling and ready to start anew.